Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 201. 201. Okay, so by God's grace, we have been personalizing Psalm 91, and we are now on Psalm 91, verse 10. So, Psalm 91, verse 10 says, "There shall no evil befall thee." But because we are personalizing, what do we say? By this time, we should be saying, offhand, "There shall no evil befall me." That is it. So Sennacherib was the evil that was befalling King Hezekiah of Judah. And it was so terrible. He had threatened him, "You're going to eat your own dung and drink your own piss." I mean, I'm talking about scripture. You find it in 2 Kings 18:27. So here we are in 2 Kings 19. And in 2 Kings 19, Hezekiah had spread the letter that Sennacherib had written and had gone to King Prophet Isaiah. And Prophet Isaiah had given him the word of the Lord. And the prophecy said what? "I have heard the prayer that you prayed against Sennacherib of Assyria. I have heard." Now, let me tell you something briefly about what Isaiah also said. Part of the prophecy was that, and that is 2 Kings 19:27 and 28. Very interesting reading. And as I've said, pick your own Bible. There is nothing like seeing it for yourself. There is something that happens to you when your eye gates, when you see it, something happens. You see? And when your ear hears the word, there is something that happens. Says Romans, says faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you need to hear and hear. Oh, just five minutes. You have 24 hours in a day. You are devoting 5 minutes to just hear this word. And you'll be amazed that like little drops of water, he said, it's not in the Bible, but little drops of water makes a mighty ocean. So just 5 minutes a day, before you know it, It would have done something great in your life. I mean, just like a wall. You keep hitting it, no matter how feeble, no matter how small, no matter how limited the hammer is, you just keep hitting. One day, that big, great wall will come tumbling down. So it's very important to hear and hear the word. So what did Isaiah say in 2 Kings 19:27 and 28? Listen to King James Version. "But I know thy abode." This is God. Because Sennacherib had been insulting Hezekiah and his God. He didn't know that the creator was Hezekiah's God. He had thrown some gods into fire and he thought Hezekiah's God was just like that. So God says, "Now the fight is not between you and Hezekiah, but between you and I. But I know thy abode and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into my ears, therefore, what will I do?" God is saying, you have been insulting me. I have heard all the things you're saying. And the thing is that I know your abode. I know where you live. I know you're going out. I know you're coming in. I know everything about you. That is what he said. He was saying, "Sennacherib, you are exposed. I pity you. I know everything. Did I not make you myself? Did I not see your mother conceived? Did I not see your mother being pregnant with you?" In other words, so listen to how the message. Message is another version of the Bible. Modern, he said, "But I know you well." 2 Kings 19:27. "But I know you well. Where you stay and when you come. When you come and when you go." You know, sometimes some people are so proud. They have something. There was a little quarrel, a little friction, something little. They take it and they blow it up. They come very angry. You hear proud words. They are saying, "And do you know me? Do you know me? Do you really know who I am?" And they begin to And as they are saying that, just look at them and know that as they are insulting, whatever they are saying, your God knows their abode. Your God knows when they were born. He knows their date of birth. He knows it. I'm so happy that I know one man of God. God gives him the birth date of people when they go to see. He gives them their. It's so nice. When you know that when you were your mother was in the labor ward, God was there and he knows your birth date. So he was saying, Hezekiah, Sennacherib, what are you saying? I know you. I know where you live. I know you very well. I know you very well. I want you to be encouraged today. Whatever is happening in your life, whoever is threatening your life, whatever it is, remember, God knows that thing or that person very well. Oh, he's a very mighty person and he's a minister of state and he's influential. And so what? God says, I know him very well. I know him. You bless, 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 bless. Bye.